Support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT. Tom Stoppard returns to ACT with Indian Ink, direct from its sold-out run in New York. Limited performances run January 14th through February 8th at the Geary Theater. ACT-SF.org.
Good morning. I'm Queena Kim, and this is the California Report.
The shadow of crisis has passed, and the state of the union is strong.
And judging from the reactions to President Obama's speech, so is a gridlock and partisanship that's come to define the nation's capital. Washington reporter Kitty Feldy has more.
California Democrats found lots of things they liked in the president's speech. Tax credits for child care and raising the minimum wage. Congressman John Garamendi of Walnut Grove says there's an opportunity for bipartisanship on infrastructure.
We have to do a transportation bill. We need to work together in order to get that done. The whole thing expires in May, so yeah, we're going to work together on that.
The president also proposed 2 years of free community college. Anaheim Democrat Loretta Sanchez says you'd think that would be something both parties could rally around.
But how do you pay for that? There's a big divide still.
That divide is as wide as ever. Doug LaMalfa, a Republican congressman from Reading, says the president's proposal is going nowhere.
People have behaved responsibly in saving for their kids' college. They would tax that and then try and say we're going to give free college to other people over here? I mean, it's really rather ludicrous.
GOP Congressman Dana Rohrabacher of Huntington Beach is equally outraged at the president's free tuition idea.
He, you know, talks about having the federal government take over junior colleges throughout the country. Do we really want the federal government running our junior colleges? Give me a break.
It's an issue of trust, says Tom McClintock. The Granite Bay Republican says his colleagues don't trust the president.
The problem is, we've learned over the years, what he says and what he does are two completely different things.
Republicans are particularly angry about the president's unilateral action on immigration. But President Obama promised to veto any bill that refought old immigration battles. For the California Report, I'm Kitty Feldy in Washington.
We heard in that story that President Obama wants to make community colleges free for Americans. We're not quite there yet in California, but yesterday, the state did grant 15 community colleges from San Diego to Shasta permission to offer bachelor's degrees that you can't get at UCs and Cal States. Those degrees would cost about $10,000. KQED's Zadie Stavely brings us this report.
The new bachelor's degree programs are focused on preparing students for the workforce with majors like mortuary science, dental hygiene, and equine industry. San Diego Mesa College is planning to offer a bachelor's in health information management. Chancellor Constance Carroll says it will prepare students to work digitizing health records.
There are projected to be over 55,000 jobs in the next few years, with an average starting salary of between $60,000 and $70,000. No public university in California offers this particular degree.
California joins 20 other states already offering bachelor's degrees at community colleges. The idea is to reach students who may not be able to pay for a traditional four-year college and prepare them for jobs that often now require bachelor's degrees as a starting point. Ryan Smith, executive director of Education Trust West, says it's a good move, but more still needs to be done for community college students.
Because most of the students who do attend these universities are low-income, black, brown, it's going to be important that we also keep our eye on these students having opportunities not only to do a career technical program, but to also transfer to four-year universities where there's other programs to provide opportunity for advancement.
Final approval for the programs is expected in March. Some colleges could start offering bachelor's courses as early as this fall. For the California Report, I'm Zadie Stavely.
You don't need me to tell you this, but from Silicon Beach to Silicon Valley, California is in the middle of a tech boom.
$40 billion ride-sharing company Uber was perhaps one of the most highly valued U.S. companies last
Snapchat,
year.
The valuation now at $10 billion.
We're talking about Airbnb at $10 billion. It seems like there is just no limit.
That's how it seems, but here's a fact that might surprise you.
Last year, the tech industry had more layoffs than almost any other sector.
That's Katie Benner. She's a columnist at Bloomberg View. And she's citing a study that said last year, tech companies announced that they're shedding some 60,000 jobs. That's a 69% rise from the year earlier. Benner says most of the layoffs are happening at big tech companies. HP in Palo Alto, for example, said in October that it's cutting up to 27,000 jobs. And in a twist, Benner says, in large part, it's the tech boom that's driving the layoffs.
Companies with legacy businesses were forced to try to do something to address the big shifts in the tech landscape. They had been leaders, but because they grew so large, it was really hard for them to be fast and nimble.
Fast and nimble, like the startups they're competing with. Benner says this round of downsizing falls into the category of creative destruction. It's a term techies use, and it basically means when something new comes along, like the smartphone, it basically destroys what existed before, like the regular old cell. And if the companies that made that old thing don't change to compete, well, then they'll cease to exist.
It is really, really hard to change a company at that size and only add employees and never get rid of employees. It's financially not feasible because it will eventually weigh on profitability. And the idea generation gets very stagnant and very stale very quickly. So on balance, people in Silicon Valley tend to look at this as a very good, healthy process.
And Benner says she generally agrees, but at the same time, she doesn't like the way some executives and venture capitalists in Silicon Valley celebrate creative destruction without acknowledging the costs. As she points out, unemployment can be devastating, and laying off people, while necessary, isn't something to celebrate. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, January 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation. Ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.